Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks, where women share their dreams, struggles, and successes, how they were able to persevere despite the fear and create the life they want and deserve. If you're looking for inspiration to move you past where you normally would stop, then this is the show for you. Here's your host, Melissa Banks.
Welcome to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. I'm excited you could be with us today. I'm your host, Melissa Banks. Today, we have another amazing woman to share her journey with us and how she was able to keep going despite the circumstances. Our guest today is entrepreneur Lisha Sattler. Welcome to the show, Lisha.
Thank you. Thank you. So excited to be here.
We're excited to get to know you as well. I had a really great time looking at your bio and looking at your social media as I was preparing for today. So I'm excited to talk to you about a couple of things. One thing, beginning with, you are also known as the literary plug. Tell us about that and where did that come from?
Actually, it comes from clients. They always tell me, anything I want to do, all I got to do is come to you. You either know somebody or know how to do it.
You know, that's a really great thing.
So that's really where it came from.
That you're the person to go to, and that's really significant, you know. So when people come, when it comes to their mind, they want something done, they know the person to go to get it done. Okay, so the other thing I was excited to talk about, Lisha, is Visions and Books Literary Expo, 31 flavors reading experience. And I was excited about that. Talk to us about that. Tell us about the expo and who it's from and what you want them to gain from it.
Absolutely. So Visions of Books is every shade of Lisha, right? I do a little bit of everything, but at the core, I'm an avid reader. And because I do radio as well, I'm able to interact with authors and artists in a way that the average person isn't. So when you're able to really interact, you get to appreciate what they do. So I feel that, okay, well, I wanted to do something that was a little bit different. So it allows readers to sit down and have lunch with their favorite author. So I always have like maybe 15 featured authors. And then the readers can decide what table they would like to sit at. And then I have different kinds of authors because when it comes to books, you never know what you like until you taste it. It's kind of like walking in Baskin and Robbins or Cold Stones. Until you get the little pink spoon, you don't know if the funny shade of ice cream is going to be something that you're going to enjoy. You just know that it's caught your eye in some way. Mm-hmm. And so I want to be able to do that with Visions and Books. And while we're doing that and giving back, I am celebrating authors, but we're also giving back to the community at the same time.
You know what? That, the event planner, I mean, just my ears popped up when you talked about an author at each table and the pouring that they can do. They get to ask questions of the author. I just got really excited about it. This is very unique. In my opinion, I haven't heard of it, but it excites me for a different type of author event, not just authors behind the table with their books, but actually talking to you and communicating. I love that. And then the guests walk away with that experience, which is exciting to me. So I love
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. And, you know, the experience is really what draws people to you. Experience is what brings them back to your brand. It brings them back to you. And I really want them to have that experience where they come off. I think when I did my very first Visions book, which was in 2017, I did a writer's workshop, which Rashonda Tate Billingsley and Victoria Christopher Murray facilitated. And from that, just that workshop alone, I believe 5 people are now authors.
Wow. You know, you said something really powerful right there, because sometimes people can be placed in, and I talk about this often in my in my career, the difference in just going to an event and then undergoing an experience, the difference is what you just said. You walk out of the experience impacted in some way. And that's why you've had the result of five people becoming an author rather than just visiting with an author and talking to them. I am so clear about that. I love that. Kudos to you for the vision to do that and the passion for it. I love it. Okay,
absolutely.
I
and so, go ahead.
Okay, I do want to talk about some of the, you wear a lot of hats and you really do a lot of things. One of the things that you do, well, you are a contributing writer and an author. Talk to us about your writing journey and did you always know you wanted to write?
I didn't always know I wanted to write. I've always worked in the background with authors since about 2012. I know I've always liked the process of writing, and I've always liked the passion of writing and the creativity it comes with. So I know I've mm-hmm. always enjoyed those things. In 2021, I actually got divorced. And in that moment, I actually have four books that are half written. And in that moment, it was like, I just remember God telling me, don't be petty. And so the one book was real petty. And I was like, oh, yeah, well, I can't do that. Well, if I can't do that, what am I supposed to do? And so Paulette Harper did a anthology. And what I talked about in that anthology, it was called The Breaking Point. And in The Breaking Point, my chapter was chapter 18, and it's called The Switch Up. And I just did it more on the spiritual side, where a lot of times we find ourselves negotiating with God. We want him to come along with us to do some things that he didn't necessarily tell us to do. And in that process of wanting him to be in this space and time with you to do some work to keep him there. Because once you stop doing the work to keep him there, whatever it is you're doing is going to fall apart because he didn't tell you to do it in the first place. And so that's what I wrote about. I wrote about my experience after my divorce, and it wasn't a very good experience. I talked about what a switch up is. I believe that to be the divine hand that he places on you at that point in time because you're not going in the direction he needs you to be. I remember maybe a year before we got officially divorced, Sarah Jakes Roberts did a sermon, and she talked about God taking things from you because he sees that you're about to settle for something that is not what he wants you to do. So she was like, so that marriage is going to walk away from you because you weren't going to walk away from it. That job is going to leave because you weren't going to leave it. And so many times we try to hold on to stuff that is not meant to hold on, for us to hold on to. And so when I wrote The Switch Up, that's what that chapter was, you know, an anthology. You don't get a lot of time. It's a short story, a short experience. But from that, I am writing a book called The Switch Up. And I also did a journal, and that is out on Amazon, and that's called The Switch Up as well.
Oh, congratulations on that. You know, sometimes I talk about this as well, that sometimes we hold so tight on something that God is clearly telling us it's time to move. And I talk about it pushed me. I do a talk on that. And that happened to me in that I had to be pushed into a situation that felt really not good in order for me to get to what God was planning for me to do. And that's what that puts me in mind. So that's The Switch Up, and it's available on Amazon. Congratulations. I love that. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. And today our guest is entrepreneur Lisha Sattler. Lisha, on this show, I like to ask my guests to talk about some of the challenges in their their journey, because as a female entrepreneur, we are faced with different challenges that we have to be able to overcome them to get to where we're supposed to be. So is there a particular challenge or challenges that you can share with our audience today to just encourage them as to how you were able to overcome them and keep going? Misha?
Can you hear me?
I can now. Did you hear my question?
I always say the biggest challenge that you have in anything that you want to do is yourself. Your lane is paved just for you. So you have your own space, your own, we'll say, mini city that you can maneuver around. Now, in that city, you will have side streets. And, you know, anytime it's a side street, it's gravel road, and we always worried about the tires on our car. So we may not necessarily go down that way. But when everything is paved just for us, that graveled area is really a point in time in your life where it's time for you to build something new there. And so we end up taking bold steps in the dark. And when you're taking bold steps in the dark, it's just you and God. You can't see nothing in front of you unless he shows you. And whatever he shows you is just enough for you to take one step forward. And you can't go backwards because you can't see. So it's important to know that in my journey, the biggest obstacle is me. I always ask a goal moment question, because a lot of times we're mindful about other people. How they pour into themselves, how they do for themselves. But when we deal with our own self, we normally deal with lack and fear. We can't do it right now because of something else. This not the time. No, that's not going to work. It can't possibly work. And we talk ourselves out of those great things that God has already placed in our spirit to do. And so that's why I say in that moment for me, I was my biggest obstacle. You know, anything I want to do, I can absolutely do. But I have to make sure, one, that I'm checking with him to see if that's the net he wants me to do and not just something I want to do. Understanding my why. I think that a lot of times we don't listen to our why. We don't know why we're going to do something. And if it's something we're going to do and we don't necessarily know why, it may not be something we're supposed to do at that moment in time.
Absolutely. I love that. I love that. Bisha, I wanted to make sure we had time to talk about Hardcore Magazine. Tell us about the magazine and the inspiration behind the magazine.
Yes, Hardcore Grind Magazine and Podcast. So it actually stemmed from, I do a lot of work with clients, and I would get them interviews, or I would do their interview, and I would be able to get them placements in magazines. But, you know, like any publishing, anything publishing, there's a waiting period because other people have to do other things first. And so I would have these articles, and sometimes the client would have to wait for their article to come out in that particular magazine. And so I decided to create my own magazine to where I can give them multiple placements. I have my own magazine. I can do digital. I can do print. Plus, I can connect them with other magazines to be able to have their article there as well, just to expand their exposure. And so that's really how it started. And again, anything that I do is all shades of me. And so it's where entertainment meets Reader's Digest. So in Hardcore Magazine, you're going to get those interviews, whether it's with artists, authors, entrepreneurs, but you're also going to be able to see authors. There's always a short story in there because I feel that authors need to be able to have unique places to show their work for people to be able to experience their pen. And so every magazine, there's always a story inside that magazine. Normally it's by authors that already have books. But sometimes it's a new author. And then we also have on the black side, which is for our people, by our people. So it's something needed in our community to help us grow, whether it's mental health or dealing with being a caregiver. So always something new. And then I have something always for authors to be able to jumpstart their new season, whether it's going into a writing season or going into a book season. So it's always all shades of me. It's always everything that I like and want to experience and share with others.
Okay, Hardcore Grind Magazine, available on Amazon, did you say?
Yes, you can get Hardcore Grind Magazine. It's on Amazon, and then anything digital for it is at hardcoregrindmagazine.com.
Okay, awesome. Okay, I want you to take a moment here, Alicia, and you talked about this a little bit just a moment ago, that we pour into others and we tell other people how to take care of themselves and how to make sure that that's their first thing that they do, not get too busy to see about yourself. What do you do in the moments that you do a lot of things? You got a lot of hats. There are lots of shades of Alicia. So talk to us a little bit about what you do when you need to just step back, take a moment, breathe. What do you do in those times?
I call those breaks. You know, when you're at work, you get your break. I call those breaks. I take life breaks. And so anything I want to do outside of whatever somebody asking me to do, that's what I do. I learned the word no. That's the best thing, the best word in the world, because most of the time I'm a giver. And so I give myself more to others than I have for me to have for me left over. So in the event that I'm on break, I might be playing Sims 4. I might be reading a book. I might be watching a movie. Whatever it is that I want to do, I do. And I point not to be regretful in that time, because normally when you're busy all the time and you're not doing anything, you feel that you're not managing your time wisely. Like you feel you're wasting time. And you're not wasting time, because you're giving that time back to yourself. What's a waste is always giving your time to someone else and never having anything for yourself in return. And so all the things that you want to do, you have to, first you got to recondition your mind to so that you can know that it's okay to have time for yourself, whatever it is you want to do, whether it's having your favorite snack, going to get you some ice cream, whatever it is, that's your time. And the minute somebody says, "Oh, can you?" No, I'm on break. Mm-mm, I can't do that right now.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. That was wonderful. Okay, Alicia, before we wrap up, I wanted to ask you if you had any advice to our listeners who have some similar passions that you have, but they just haven't been able to just start. Do you have any final words of advice for them?
Absolutely. And it's the same advice I have for myself. You're always going to take bold steps in the dark by yourself. Those steps, those moments in time when you go through things, you're most likely going through them by yourself. So when you have something that's inside of you to do, just do it. And know that sometimes in that you are by yourself when you're making all of those steps happen, when you're creating whatever it is that you want to create. But don't stop. And always know that the best person that you can have to have your back is you. You don't have to watch. You don't have to worry. You just keep going. But in all that you do, keep God in the midst of it. And he will blow your mind more times than you can even think of, whether just doing things without him there. Keep him there with you. Because if he's there with you, technically you're not alone. And you're going to go a lot farther with him than without him.
Oh, wow. Thank you for that. Before we leave, though, let us know how to stay connected to you.
Absolutely. I am everywhere. I'm Alicia Sadler on all platforms, whether it's TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. I'm also Hardcore Grind Magazine. I also have Let's Chat Radio. Intriguing Moves is the parent company. So If anything, you can always go to intriguingmoves.com, and that will be able to get you into all ways to connect with Leisha.
Oh, that's wonderful. This has been an amazing conversation. I feel inspired just from the conversation with you today. So thank you for joining us today.
Absolutely, and thank you for having me. It was great.
And thank you to our audience for tuning in to today's edition of Dream by Design. I'm your host, Melissa Banks, saying all your dreams are possible. Believe in yourself, work hard, and don't quit. Until next time, thank you for choosing Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. Enjoy your day.